Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News in the wings. It's Jeff Holtzman. Jeff, wow, James Gandolfini, 51. He's traveling around Italy. He's in Rome, has a heart attack, dies. He is the ultimate, I think, Jersey guy as Tony Soprano. He really nailed that role. A lot of people are talking about memorable moments. I know you weren't a big fan. I was a huge fan. I can tell you almost any episode. But you said that you picked out a memorable quote, one that's really floating around now. What's the quote?
There's one quote that's really been circulated around heavily since the news of James Gandolfini's death, and that's the episode where he says, where he basically compares himself to King Midas. And he says, everything I touch turns to, you know, deleted expletives. So that's one of my favorite quotes from him. And, you know, I'm not a huge Sopranos watcher. I think I maybe saw one episode. I realize that's going to make me sound like a huge loser to your listening audience. And, you know, I am a huge loser, so it kind of works out. But but I have immense respect for James Gandolfini and his work. The last movie I saw him in, of course, was Zero Dark Thirty, when he portrayed Leon Panetta, and just everything he was in, I think he just he poured his heart out. And it's sad to lose a guy so early in his life. I mean, 51 years old. I mean, he had such a long career ahead of him. It's just a sad story.
Yeah, I think it's a sad story too. It just makes you realize, man, life can be very, very fleeting. And I agree. I saw him in the same movie, Zero Dark Thirty. I thought was terrific, and he was great as the head of the CIA.
Panetta.
Yeah, Panetta. He was excellent. All right, so let's get to the real politics. Immigration, huge on the day. A lot of things happened in that direction, including this border security debate. What did you get out of that? What are people talking about?
Well, people are talking about whether or not the Senate is going to pass a bill. And the thing that's being weighted right now are the border security provisions. The one that's getting a lot of attention is a measure sponsored by a pair of Republican senators, Bob Corker and John Hoeven. And it's an effort at, you know, appeasing Republicans and getting them to sign onto the bill. What it would do is essentially add more border agents and put them along the border. We have 18,500 border agents right now at the southern border. It would put 20,000 more on the border. It would also mandate E-Verify, which of course is the system for businesses to track, whether their employees are here legally. It would also implement a biometric system for entering and exiting the country for immigrants. The Republicans behind the effort are hoping that they can get a couple more to sign on, and if they can get six Republicans, then they can get the 60 votes, and they have themselves a bill. I think when it's all said and done, they will pass the bill in the Senate. And, of course, the big question mark after that becomes what's going to happen in the House.
Yeah, and we don't know that. I think the House is not going to, as much as what's being discussed, I think the House is going to have a lot of problems with this. What do you think?
Well, the House has many, many problems with the Senate bill. But to be honest with you, when it comes down to politics, I think if it was just up to John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, he probably would allow a vote on the Senate bill. But it's not up to him. He knows he's under immense pressure from conservative rank and file members to only bring up legislation that has a majority support from the ruling party in the House, which is Republican. So what they're doing is they're taking sort of a reverse approach. They're looking at a series of smaller bills. They're taking sort of a piecemeal approach. Their legislation is more rooted in border security. They're looking at provisions like building 350 miles worth of fencing. The 700-mile southern border right now, half of it, 350 miles, does not have any fencing. So Republicans are going to probably pass a plan that would do that. And all of their border security measures, Kate, they would have to be implemented. In other words, the border would actually have to become more secure. Things would have to be in place before immigrants could even apply for temporary legal status. Whereas in the Senate bill, there are some tough-sounding measures on border security, but immigrants would be allowed to apply for temporary legal status while those provisions, you know, are sort of taking effect. They wouldn't be able to apply on the Senate bill. They wouldn't be able to apply for a green card for at least 10 years after, you know, all the border security benchmarks are met. But they would be able to at least, you know, become temporary legal residents, which would be a huge relief for, you know, the 11 or 12 estimated immigrants who are here illegally. So anyway, politically, the House is taking a much different track. And I think that when it's all said and done, you're going to have two very different bills. And then, of course, it's a matter of whether they can come together and merge them. And that's going to be a big, big task.
Oh, yeah. Needless to say, it is going to be a big, big task. Great way to put that. You're right. All right, this other thing is we seg into something different. The Republicans are pushing to boot Eric Holder, the Attorney General. They've got, I read something today, 66 Republicans have signed on to Congressman Paul Gosar's legislation that calls for his immediate resignation. So, you know, whatever. The resolution has 122 co-sponsors. Personally, I think this goes nowhere, but there is that push and to have that out there. In the meantime, Holder, and this doesn't win him any fans, is defending what's going on with the James Rosen probe, the Fox reporter. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, he, you know, he's basically been asked, Eric Holder has, by Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee to explain what he meant when he testified at a hearing last month that he was not aware of any time that the Justice Department has prosecuted reporters, including James Rosen, who's with Fox News. Now, the Republicans say that Holder's testimony was misleading because Rosen, of course, was labeled a criminal co-conspirator by the FBI for his role in allegedly convincing State Department source to produce information, classified information, to him that he used in a story for Fox. So that investigation took place a couple years ago. Holder said, you know, last month that he did not prosecute Rosen, although he did say that he signed off on the investigation into Rosen. And so what the Republicans are saying is that, you know, essentially Holder did prosecute him. In Holder's letter, he said, no, prosecution is when you actually bring charges, and in this case, no charges were brought against James Rosen. So I think that's probably doing nothing more than infuriating Republican lawmakers who have been trying for years to really get something big on Eric Holder. I mean, he is the quote-unquote scalp that they really want in this administration, but he's also sort of an untouchable. I think President Obama considers him his closest ally and probably closest friend in the administration. President Obama would no doubt go to great lengths to protect Eric Holder, and there was talk, you know, earlier this year, will Eric Holder resign? And that talk has sort of subsided a little bit, but there are still clouds hanging over the administration given, you know, the secret spying that was going on with regard to James Rosen and, of course, the Associated Press. And now, of course, you know, we've learned about the secret surveillance programs that the NSA has undertaken, which, of course, the Justice Department is involved in as well.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll see how all that NSA stuff, by the way, plays out. Jeff Holtzman, always fun to chat with you. Thanks, appreciate it.
You bet, Kate. Take care.
You too. Wrapping up moments ago, the Miami Heat win again, back-to-back NBA titles, taking that decisive Game 7. 95-88 was the final score. Some sloppy turnovers in the end, unfortunately, led to the demise of the Spurs, and so the Heat just simply outplayed them. Their shots landed in the end, and the Spurs didn't land the shots that they needed to make. So congratulations to the Miami Heat. Hey, coming up on this show, it's going to be a lot of fun, including some odds and ends. You won't believe what happened today in Washington. That doesn't give you much of a hint, but we'll tell you a little bit later. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we try. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, here's what you're not going to believe that came out of Washington, D.C. Thank goodness for Senator John McCain, because the clarity that he brings to office is amazing. McCain, in all his wisdom, and thank goodness he's there, like I said, reiterates that the situation in Syria is growing more dire by the day, is how he put it. He smashed the Obama administration for not doing enough to stop it. And here's the quote, because I don't think you knew this, America. This is amazing stuff coming out of D.C. The Middle East is about to erupt. Did you know that the Middle East was about to erupt? Have you not called this show for the past 4, 5, 6 years and said that? Have I not said that every single week? Are you kidding? John McCain. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Yes, that's what we're seeing, and that's the problem with the Middle East, because how much more do we invest in the sands of those countries as we put out one hotspot or try to help, and once we leave, it gets worse, and then another one bubbles up. It's like a sad, sad game of whack-a-mole. And you have people fleeing and going to border states, like, remember all the Syrians that left, 500,000, they went to Jordan, and this is what you get. Libya, same thing, people bailed. So the neighboring country gets overrun, and then eventually the people in that country get disillusioned, and it just keeps repeating itself. So what McCain revealed and decided that he would have a little press conference to talk about is not any kind of revelation whatsoever. I mean, come on, give me a break. So what will we do in helping the rebel forces? McCain says it's not going to go far enough, so why are we even doing it in the first place? That's the problem. He says in Syria it's an unfair fight. Well, no kidding. Partially because the Russians and Iran are helping on the other side of this. So the big revelation out of Washington is there is no news out of Washington. It's the same old hamster wheel where phrases get repeated, signs get shown over and over again, and controversies just continue to swirl. All right, I think we should cherry pick a couple of things here at the top because I got a really powerful segment that's coming up on a list of words to get the NSA to read your email. Do you want the NSA to read your email? I can give you a couple little hints about that. How about if you type this in, put meta hackers, you could put the artful dodger, you could put computer terrorism, all of that will help in your push to get discovered by the NSA. You could put white Yankee, reflection, spoke, talent, Trump. Pretty much you can feed anything into your emails, and there's a good chance they'll be read. That's not a big revelation either. Here's a big one for you, though. We've just heard about how amazing stocks are, and I say this all the time. It's so true. It's like you're at the craps table. Come on, snake eyes. And you're throwing the dice. And one day it's great, and the next day it's bad, and one week you're doing okay, and the next day you're, you know, struggling again on the market. It's because it's legalized gambling. So Wall Street had its worst day of the year. And this was just a day after our friend Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, raised fears that the central bank might be preparing to wind down its stimulus policies. So thank you, Ben Bernanke. You cost us all with negative news. So the Dow Jones was down 353 points or 2.3%. Biggest one-day drop since November of 2011. How about that? And we certainly have seen much darker days than that. You could point to 2008. Oh, the worst day ever. Remember the Dow? 778 points September 29th, 2008. And that was after Congress rejected the $700 billion plan to rescue our pals, the bankers, the banking industry. The worst day this year so far. Of course, it's going to be a bumpy ride. And especially when you have the Federal Reserve Chairman saying what he said, because he put up the red flags and naturally people reacted to that. All right, this is a sad state of affairs for sure, but they're saying they found four human bodies abandoned in the Arizona desert on Thursday. Initial indications point to exposure as the probable cause of death, and that's what the Border Patrol agents are saying. And it's probable that they are immigrants attempting to cross into the United States. Now, here's some news for you. The sad news is what Jeff told you at the top. The 350 miles of our border don't even have fencing. So when we're arguing about secure and what are the metrics and all that kind of stuff, I mean, there's part of the problem when you're saying to secure the border, we got a long way to go. And what happens here is this is nothing new. You have coyotes that cart people across the border, and then often they die. In fact, the figure is over 2,200 people have died in the desert along the border in the past 22 years. It could even be higher than that. I'll never forget this, going down to Arizona and having someone show me what the makeshift morgue was outside of Phoenix. It was way outside of Phoenix. Because they had no more room at the morgue, they had refrigerated trucks with bodies just stacked in them. And who didn't know who they were, just were tagging them, hoping that eventually they could find out the identity of whoever that person was. But they had no room at the morgue because of what was happening with these crossings. That's a sad state of affairs. So you have a bipartisan group of senators announcing a proposal to add 20,000 more border agents, complete 700 miles of fence along the boundary with Mexico, and deploy $3.2 billion in technology upgrades similar to the equipment that we already use in, guess where, Afghanistan and Iraq. We'll see where this goes. This is that whole Gang of Eight stuff. Remember, they passed a majority immigration reform bill with enough Republican support to persuade the Republican-controlled House, which we were talking about at the top, to also take up the measure. But remember these statistics. This is what they want. 20,000 more border agents, 700 miles of fence, and $3.2 billion in technology upgrades, because the stuff that they're using right now is not up to par. The infrared spotting systems, all those things that they could use that would help, in some places they don't have them. So I'm sure they'll get the upgrades. As for everything else, not so sure about that. Quickly, North Carolina had some news today. The governor said he agreed to repeal a law that allowed inmates to challenge their death sentences on racial grounds because it effectively banned capital punishment in the state. So North Carolina legislators barred death sentences sought or obtained on the basis of race in 2009 when both houses of the state General Assembly there were under Democratic control. It was called the Racial Justice Act. So condemned convicts could use statistical analysis. Of course, there's always a way. There's always a loophole to argue that race played a role in their sentencing. So this is long overdue, I think, because now you've got a Republican governor, Pat McCrory, who was elected in 2012, who followed some legislative action and signed its complete repeal this week. And what he said was, nearly every person on death row, regardless of race, has appealed their death sentence under the Racial Justice Act, so it has nothing to do with that. And he said that the state's district attorneys are nearly unanimous in their bipartisan conclusion that the Racial Justice Act created a judicial loophole to avoid the death penalty and was not a path to justice. Woohoo! I say bravo. I mean, the state, even when they had it on the books, they still allowed capital punishment, but it didn't work. About 53% of the 153 convicts that are waiting execution in North Carolina are black. So that's 53%. That's statistics they have. Then 40% are white, and then 22% make up, African Americans make up about 22% of the state's population, so you do the math on that one. Hang with us. Things that you probably don't want to put in your computer, or maybe you do to attract the NSA, that's next.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Happening. This is kind of now the explosion of dissecting the NSA. Hey, y'all. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for jumping over the wall with us. You can throw in your two cents. Are you tired of the spy versus spy? Because you, I know what you're going to say to me. You knew this was happening already. Anyway, during this show, as always, remember, I don't care if you're right or right, left of left. You can throw in your opinion anytime. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So the National Security Agency has spent years, of course, pushing, demanding that companies turn over their data, their information. Now they see what it's like to be wearing a crooked shoe. Check this out. A defendant in a Florida murder trial says telephone records collected by the NSA as part of their surveillance program has evidence that would help prove his innocence. And his lawyers have demanded that prosecutors produce the records. So the federal government filed a motion saying it would refuse. And they said that's because of national security. Experts, however, say that this is going to encourage other lawyers to fight for access to the surveillance database. Because think about it, rape, murder, robberies, that kind of stuff. There could be a way if you got the phone records to be able to cull through it and in some cases prove somebody's innocence. I believe that. But who knows what they have? That's also part of it. So the federal prosecutors filed a motion saying they can't respond to the request because they don't have the data the suspect is looking for, the cell site location information. The leaked court order, which inspired the request, included was unclear on which metadata phone companies turn over. See, this is part of that whole thing. It opens up a giant Pandora's box, though. Think about it. Think about anybody getting busted for anything and what they can ultimately say because of now this record keeping. The government could also, though, push CIPA, which is Classified Information Procedures Act, and it allows the prosecutors to respond to the request in camera, they call it, or privately with the judge to explain what data it does or does not have. This probably is what will happen here. But I think it awakens the sleeping giant, and there are going to be other lawyers who are going to request this because they're going to think of their own cases and think of if they could get the information and piece it together, what a difference it could maybe make for their client. So, because if they really have this metadata relating to telephone calls and stuff, you know, think about it. And do they have the telephone calls from two numbers attributed to, in this specific case, the defendant, Brown? Do they have that information that he needs? And it is a house of cards, the direction they're going in right now. So if they have to produce the records, how interesting would that be? The defendant, by the way, is accused of participating in the 2010 murder of a Brinks security driver. Terrence Brown says he's innocent, says his cell phone location records would show he wasn't at the scene of the crime. Brown's cell phone provider was Metro PCS. They couldn't produce those records during discovery because they had deleted it. So this is why they want them. This makes sense probably to some of you. This is why they want the metadata stuff, because then there's the records that they need that could help clear the client. All right, you're going to love this. The list of words that that could get the NSA to really look at your email, and the list is so very long. I want to give you a couple of things to think about with the list. Like, think about typing in world news or glossy. Exactly. I agree with the live studio audience. Dan the man is trying to contain them. You rowdy bunch. Be nice to him. So you could type in Fort Meade. Oh, I've done that. Well, first of all, I know I have definitely been called over for sure, since I have a source who says, do we really need to check this, or do you want me to tell you the truth? It's pretty obvious. So think of this. Have you had any of these words lately? Have you typed it onto your computer? Have you typed on industrialized intelligence, spook words, Gillette, Bubba the Love Sponge? He's a DJ, talk show guy out of Tampa. Propaganda, Yucca Mountain. Sound familiar? How about this one? Wire transfer, e-cash, Indigo. My goodness, I know somebody who just had a baby they named Indigo. They type that name all the time. Indigo. What sinister thing are you doing? How about this? Beach. We're going to the blank. Want to meet us at the blank? Oh, the waves are big at the blank. Sorry, we can't put that word into our email because the NSA will then gather our material. They will dumpster dive for our data. How about 400 million in gold bullion? My gosh, I write that every day. SEAL Team, it's my fantasy. SEAL Team 6. I think a few people have written that. Red Cell, York, Plutonium, Skytel, Cave. Do not say, if you're writing to your buddy, meet me in my man cave. Meet me in my man blank. I have the tube now, giant size, in my man blank. Oh, it's almost like Mad Libs. This is how we're going to have to write to each other. That's what it is. It's the modern-day version of Mad Libs, because we don't want to have the NSA on our back and calling through all of our emails. Firewalls. I'd probably write that once or twice a week. These darn firewalls. I'm serious. Terrorism? Ever write a note about, boy, these terrorists, all this act, these acts of terrorism in this country are so scary. What I saw with the Boston Marathon and the reaction afterwards. Police. Ever write anything with police? Dateline. How about strikeout? Wow, it was a great game tonight. Unfortunately, Josh Hamilton for the Anaheim Angels blanked out numerous times. I mean, are you kidding me? Everybody has had their stuff pulled. Definitely. If you're hitting a couple keystrokes and the NSA is looking at you for any of these words, then pretty much they have dumpster dived all of us for data, because I guarantee there is something I can find for you that you have typed in at some point during an email or maybe an IM, I don't know, chatting with somebody. Somehow it's come up, I guarantee it. Like, how about this? I'm going to give you a couple more. Here's a good one for you. Virus. How many of you have ever had a virus? A real virus in your body or a virus on your computer? Railgun. That's a good one. I know a lot of people who use railguns. Airframe. Here's a big one for you. Oh, if you have a pet. If you have a dog like I have, Mahalo, he has a lot of hair, he's a golden retriever. One of my friends, I guarantee you, I can find the email for you, said, Kate, I have a Furby. I think that should help you. I feel badly because now the NSA is probably all over her stuff thanks to the email that she sent to me. So you can see some of this is so ridiculous. Perhaps in between, some of it's not. But in taking it at face value, you write embassy, you write golf, you write analyzer, you write chosen, you write honor, you write things that you can write in everyday sentences, and you get our drift here. You get what can happen to you just that easily because of a word that you type in and then how they put that word together with other words. We're supposed to believe that it's thrown into some big incinerator and it will be gone within the next 5 years. We're supposed to trust that that's what's really happening because you typed in magic. Oh, my goodness. I went to get a massage and it worked like blank. You just have to think like a Mad Lib. I have three friends named Janet. If I capitalized their whole letter, their whole name rather, I would be nailed for that because Janet is one of the words on there. LexisNexis is another word that's on there. Scully, another word that's on there. Archives, another word. I would say pretty much any of us that have written anything, period, to somebody have most likely raised the red flag at the NSA. All right, coming up on the flip side of this, you're going to love it. We're talking to Josh Evans from Leland. I think there was a big story today about the only known ring from the 1919 Black Sox World Series. A big scandal, as you know. A bat used by Yankees legend Lou Gehrig. And a few other exciting pieces of memorabilia. Leland's has really cool stuff. And we're talking to the owner, Josh, next here on America Tonight.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615.
Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Who doesn't have their favorite piece of sports memorabilia? Who doesn't desire some piece of history? As the woman who spent so much of my career in the sports world, whether I was traveling with the Cowboys or covering the Yankees, I saw this from little kids to grown men. We're really, really excited to have with us Josh Evans from Leland's. Their spring catalog is out, of course, the spring catalog auction, and it's getting ready to close. You got to jam on this, and there's some great items here in the catalog. I was going through it today, and it's also, by the way, rock and roll memorabilia, that kind of stuff. Some wild things, like I saw that there was a Plaza Hotel postcard that was autographed by all four members of the Beatles during their first trip ever to the United States. That's 1964. Can you imagine? Josh Evans, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So let me ask you this question before we dive into this. What's your personal favorite piece of memorabilia that you have, whether it's sports or something else?
Oh, that's like asking what's my favorite child. And I have no children, so that's even more confusing. There's a lot of things I love, but I would say that the best thing is I have an Oscar. That was won back in 1941 for the film Going My Way, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Where do you keep your Oscar?
On the mantle, please, just like all the other Oscar winners.
There you go. Good for you, Josh. All right, so when you put together this catalog, I think it's fast. You've got all kinds of stuff, and we're going to talk about it. But as you piece this together, how does it work? How do you, you know, you're out there. People are want to know the story behind the story. How do you acquire a lot of this stuff? Through other collectors? You get phone calls? You're out there talking to people that you know want to sell? How does that all work?
The phone rings every day. There's two kinds of deals, that come to us, and then there's the ones that we go after. I try to do or create deals from scratch, which is the hardest thing to do. And I will just interrelate with a lot of the different collectors, a lot of, you know, well-known people, families of athletes, families of celebrities. And, that's how I get it. And I'll get a lead. I'll think of something.
Someone will call me, and anything can turn into a deal. It's quite a creative process.
Yeah, you know, and this catalog, I was looking at some of the baseball stuff I mentioned. I covered the Yankees and covered the Rangers and a bunch of teams, and I certainly never interviewed anyone from this team, but you have the only 1919 World Series ring known. Wow! That's really cool. Tell us about it.
Actually, I was working on that for many, many years. The guy that got it contacted me perhaps 20 years ago when he wasn't yet interested in doing anything with it. And he called me again last year and said, you know, I think it's time. He was actually the milkman, or at least his father was the milkman, but he's still the milkman for that town, a little town in Massachusetts where the manager of the 1919 Reds, where he was born and where he lived his whole life. And that's a pretty neat way to get something to be the milkman.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, a lot of people are pretty nostalgic about the great Roberto Clemente, and I notice in some of the stuff that you have, it's another one of those things. You have a game used baseball bat. The reserve on that's 2,000 plus, but I bet you that's going to be a pretty hot item.
A lot of our reserves are very low. It's just a minimum bid. It's just a means to start, to get things going, and letting the value be meted out by the collector, by the market.
We're speaking with Josh Evans, of course, from Leland's. Their spring catalog is out. How does this work? It closes at the end of June, right?
It closes next week, next Friday, June 28th. People can see it online at Leland's.com, and all they have to do is register and, you know, call into our office, 516-409-9700, and anyone can bid. If you got the money, you can play.
The you know, I've mentioned a couple of baseball items, but you have other things as well. Is boxing popular? Because you have some cool boxing things, like a Floyd Patterson ring bell. That's neat.
Well, we have the whole Floyd Patterson collection that came from one of his family members, and we specialize in boxing. That's one of our number one areas. We're probably the biggest boxing dealers in the United States. And I was recently at the Boxing Hall of Fame induction in Canastota, New York, last week, and was out there looking for stuff, and I'll beat the bushes looking for the good pieces, the great stuff.
The you know, of all the sports memorabilia that you have, which is the most popular? Is it baseball or no? It just depends on what the thing is.
Well, baseball is definitely the most popular, has the sheer numbers, but there's a lot of growth in some of the other areas. Football is really amazing. Like, stuff from the Pittsburgh Steelers is really big. The Minnesota Vikings is a huge area, and there's a lot of growth in those areas because baseball has always been number one, but these guys are up and coming.
Yeah, they are up and coming. I mentioned this when I first introduced you, but you have some cool rock and roll stuff, and one is the postcard. How'd you get that, the Beatles postcard?
Well, that's pretty cool. That's, to be more specific, it's a postcard from the Plaza Hotel, which is where the Beatles first came to America. They stayed at the Plaza, and everybody went berserk, and it's really the epicenter of Beatlemania. It's where it all started, and that's an amazing thing in terms of content, to have not only something signed by all four Beatles, but to have it be on something relating to the Plaza Hotel, except for maybe the Ed Sullivan Show. That's the thing to be connected with Beatlemania,
yeah,
in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing, too, you have, it's funny, the areas you span, you have Bruce Springsteen, you got something of Springsteen's. What do you have of his?
Well, you should ask me what I personally have of his. I have one of the finest Springsteen collections in the United States in my personal collection.
Cool.
And I have things like clothing. I have Clarence Clemens' hat that he wore on the cover of Born to Run. I have a lot of handwritten lyrics of Bruce's, and you know, I'm a New Jersey guy from way back, and I was actually really heartbroken to hear about James Gandolfini last night. That really sent me for a loop. Such a sad thing.
No kidding. I'm a Jersey girl too. I grew up on the other side. I grew up in South Jersey, and I was heartbroken as well. I was faithful to the Sopranos, even though made us wait in between all those years, but from 99 till the last episode, 2007. Yeah.
It's probably the greatest television show that ever was, or ever will be. And James Gandolfini, he was the man. Even that movie he did last year, Not Fade Away, with David Chase, the creator of Sopranos, is a great flick for people that love old rock and roll.
Yeah, it was good. I saw that too. Absolutely. When you put up the catalogs, are you always? I mean, I bet you some of these reserves. Like you said, it's just an opening thing. What of all the stuff that you've done over the years? What surprised you the most? That went for the most that you thought, well, people are going to be interested in this, but I don't know that it's necessarily going to break the bank, you know, have a huge record for us. What's been the most surprising?
Well, there's been a lot of things. It happens all the time. You know, we had a Lou Gehrig signed photo that was signed a photograph of the day when he said goodbye, Lou Gehrig Day, as it's known. And we expected it to sell for... it was not in great condition. We expected it to sell for, I think, at the time, it started at like $5,000-$10,000, sold for $115,000. It happens. It just happens all the time. The key is that we set our reserves really low because we want to spur bidding, and that's been a great part of the sports memorabilia industry. It's made it strong, solid. It's got a great top and a great bottom. And things really sell for what they're worth, and it's a very liquid market. You know, the amazing thing about this stuff is that I've seen these things, you know, we'll sell something in auction one year for 10 grand, and then, 5 years later, it's 50 grand. It's not unusual. There's things that are bad buys, too, and you shouldn't buy things just because you think it's a good investment. But it's shown to be one of the great investments in collectibles, if not in the whole world. Sports memorabilia is better than art in many cases, and it's been great. It's been great to me. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, you know, over 40 years, and it's been wonderful to watch. And now I'm selling things for millions of dollars. We sold, just this past year, we sold a Babe Ruth jersey for over $4.4 million, which is the most amount of money ever paid, not just for a piece of sports memorabilia, for any piece of clothing at all.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. But when you have a painting that can sell for $100 million of a guy who died a long time ago that maybe you just read about in school books, it's not surprising that someone like, you know, something from Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig or Mickey Mantle or Joe Namath, it doesn't surprise me that those things are attaining the numbers that they are.
Yeah. Wow, fascinating stuff. All right, it closes June 28th. Check it out, Leland's.com. Josh, enjoyed it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Anytime.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.